Title: United States Supreme Court Endorses Low Burden of Proof for Whistleblowers. Content: In Murray v. UBS Securities, LLC, 601 U.S. 2024 WL478566, 2024, the United States Supreme Court, Sotomayor, J., held that whistleblowers do not need to prove their employer acted with retaliatory intent to be protected under the Sarbanes-Oxley Act. Instead, all whistleblower plaintiffs need to prove is that their protected activity was a contributing factor in the employer's unfavorable personnel action. The decision establishes a lower burden of proof for whistleblowers alleging retaliation and, conversely, reaffirms a greater burden on employers who must demonstrate the absence of retaliation under the heightened, clear, and convincing evidentiary standard in order to prevail. Background: The Sarbanes-Oxley Act is a federal law that was passed in 2002 with the goal of improving auditing and public disclosure in response to several accounting scandals which shook financial markets. In recognition of the role whistleblowers played in exposing the accounting scandals of the early 2000s, Congress passed Section 806, codified at 18 U.S.C. Section 1514A, which prohibits publicly traded companies from retaliating against whistleblowing employees. The Supreme Court in Lawson v. FMR, 571 U.S. 429, 2014, thereafter extended the whistleblower protections in Section 1514A to employees of non-public contractors and subcontractors of a public company. The language of the Sarbanes-Oxley Act at issue in Murray provided that no employer subject to Sarbanes-Oxley may discharge, demote, suspend, threaten, harass, or in any other manner discriminate against an employee in the terms and conditions of employment because of the employee's protected whistleblowing. Many statutes dealing with employment discrimination and retaliation apply a relatively high bar for employee plaintiffs, requiring the plaintiff to show that the protected activity was a substantial factor in, or the but-for cause of the adverse employment action. Ruling Murray involved the termination, in 2012, of a research strategist working for a New York securities firm, UBS Securities, LLC, UBS. After his termination, the research analyst filed a lawsuit against his former employer claiming his termination was retaliatory. The case went to trial and the jury found in favor of the plaintiff and issued an advisory verdict on damages, recommending that the plaintiff receive nearly $1 million. The court then adopted the jury's advisory verdict on damages and awarded an additional $1.769 million in attorney's fees. UBS appealed the decision to the United States Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit, which vacated the jury's verdict and remanded for a new trial. Murray v. UBS Section, LLC, 43F.4th 254, 263, 2D CIR 2022. The Court of Appeal identified the central question as whether the Sarbanes-Oxley Act's anti-retaliation provision requires a whistleblower employee to prove retaliatory intent, and concluded that the answer was yes. The Second Circuit's opinion, requiring whistleblowers to prove retaliatory intent, placed that circuit in conflict with the Fifth and Ninth Circuits, which had rejected such requirement. Therefore, the Supreme Court decided to resolve the disagreement. In a unanimous decision, the Supreme Court reversed the decision of the Second Circuit and remanded, holding that a plaintiff does not need to prove retaliatory intent to prevail on a retaliation claim under the Act. A whistleblower who invokes 18 U.S.C. Section 1514A only bears the burden to prove that his protected activity was a contributing factor in the unfavorable personnel action alleged in the complaint. If a plaintiff makes this showing, the burden then shifts to the defendant to show, by clear and convincing evidence, that it would have taken the same unfavorable personnel action in the absence of the protected activity. The Supreme Court left no doubt as to the employee-friendly nature of its decision. Justice Sotomayor, who authored the opinion of the court, wrote, "To be sure, the contributing factor framework that Congress chose here is not as protective of employers as a motivating factor framework. That is by design. Congress has employed the contributing factor framework in contexts where the health, safety, or well-being of the public may well depend on whistleblowers feeling empowered to come forward. This court cannot override that policy choice by giving employers more protection.